Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you? That was kind of not really, that was my Pepe Le Pew. Hello. I think is what that was a little bit.
Fantastic. I'm doing great. And how are you, my elf?
It was very an elfin of me to do Pepe Le Pew. That's insane. Well,
maybe Suki inspired that one.
Maybe she, yes, she's a little Pepe Le Pew these days. I'm great, to answer your question.
I'm great.
I think this episode, I might have outdone myself on being a nerd.
Nerdy elf taking center stage. I like it.
Yeah. And here's what's interesting. You know, this episode is titled Elon, comma, you Musk, versus, if anybody remembers, which I hope you do, early on in the podcast, like I think it was our first kind of batch of episodes that we did, and it was the Elon Musk you question mark. It was that episode because that was about the Neuralink, right? Mm-hmm. That was, you know, he wants to put a chip on our head. Actually, what it is, it was really an episode about what all the anti-vaxxers were fearing of the vaccine, that there were cameras and shit in it.
Before there was a COVID, before there was a vaccine.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, it's kind of like, I don't want a chip in my head that somebody can control with an iPhone. I mean, the most you should control with your iPhone is your Google Nest. Or your digital deadbolt on your front door. That is it. You should not control anything else with your iPhone. But I want to talk about him today because what he's doing to me and this other side of it, like he's this man. Let me just back up a second. I am terrified and I'm enamored with Elon Musk.
That's interesting.
Right?
I was wondering how you came up with this topic today. Like what inspired you?
Well, that's a good question. I went to Kennedy Space Center yesterday. So okay. Let's just start with that.
Okay.
And there is a big area about SpaceX. I also, in my new job with Solensis, which is about blockchain security. And now, by the way, we announced the other day that we have had a very successful test on a quantum resistant blockchain. And for anybody who knows anything about quantum computing, it will blow up everything. Like there's articles about the quantum apocalypse, so on and so forth. So one of our new customers at Solensis is a space company called ETA Space, ETA Space, and they effectively make propellant depots in space for the new space economy.
Okay.
So I read a book. I was waiting for applause. I didn't hear them.
But I like the dramatic pause.
It is actually more of a celebration that I read one than wrote one, because the likelihood of me reading is far less than the likelihood of me writing. But I read this really great book called The Case for Space. And hey, listen, what I go through for anything, you know, I'm just this weird human that just gets excited about stuff. It's like ADD meets OCD meets a Leo meets, I don't know.
A very creative mind.
Just, yeah, hungry. You know, I feel like my mind is always hungry.
You're just very curious.
Yeah. And so I've read all of this and going through this the last few weeks, Elon Musk comes up a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
And yeah, he does. I mean, this man is, again, he's terrifying. He's exciting. I, you know, we had that episode where we talked about generations and I was slamming my generation, Generation X, I think he's going to make up for all of us.
Okay. We only need one. One
we
winger.
Only need one to make a generation, you know, cool. And I actually think, and I have a question for you about this, you know, he named his company Tesla after Nikola Tesla. And I have just this feeling, and it just could be because I'm being weird these days, weirder than normal these days, is I just have this feeling either he is a reincarnation of, or he is communicated to from Nikola Tesla. You're shaking your head. Yes, he gets communication from Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, he is not a reincarnation of.
No, he's an alien. Kind of, yeah. Maybe. Allegedly. I don't want to be sued. He's allegedly. I mean, if you name your kid letters and numbers.
Story,
right. When we're right. This
we're taking creative license ourselves.
This is not a news show.
No.
And I just said I was a huge, we're not Fox News. That actually is actually classified as an entertainment company, by the way, right. So they can't get sued.
Yeah.
We are truly entertainment. We are not news. This is a business.
We're entertaining. Just ask us. We'll tell you.
Just ask me. I think you and I are fantastically entertaining. But he named his kids like letters and numbers and shit like that. So, I mean, come on. He's not like typical whatever. I believe he is truly exceptional. I actually believe that he is here to do good. I don't believe that he is here to do harm. Some harm might come of it, but I think overall he's here to do good. Right. If you just think about,
when you're on the cutting edge, right, things are going to blow up. Right. I mean, he will do damage. He will blow things up. He will break things. And he's so unafraid of that.
He does have a bigger picture. And if you think about it, and what I wanted to talk about today, we'll just quickly revisit what he has done. And then we'll take a quick break because I know you'll make me, you know, so let's put the Neuralink aside, which I had a lot of issues with. I think you did as well, because that changes, you know, if we come down here with a purpose and somebody puts a chip in your head and can control you to do other things or make you allegedly smarter, I don't think we're actually getting our purposes like achieved. It seems like that's cheating. That's like getting the exam before it's given.
Yes. Yeah.
So not a big fan of that. Again, that's one thing. But what he's done also, that like, don't forget his cars, right? The Tesla cars. Mm-hmm. This is all about energy, right? This is about finding new.
That Nikola Tesla's famous quote about energy, right?
What was it? Do you know it?
I'll look it up at break.
Okay, good. Because like, I don't know what his quote is. I don't know the quote, but what he came here to do.
They're screaming at their phones right now saying, this is the quote.
God, I hope they are. I hope you guys are screaming at us going, you guys are dipshits. You're entertaining, but you're dipshits and ill-prepared for your episodes. One out of two of those things are true. Anyway, so Tesla.
Yes.
He is harnessing energy in a different way, a way that doesn't tear up our planet, a way that doesn't tear up our oceans, right? This is a big deal. And now what he's doing is effectively the same thing in space. And after this break, we will talk about what that is.
We will be right back with a quote for you.
Oh, and that.
Always loved that sound, ever since my first ride up the coast. And I still do, even with prostate cancer. I was on hormone therapy, but my PSA was rising, so my doctor recommended Nubeqa.
Nubeqa, darolutamide, is a prescription medication used to treat men with prostate cancer that has not spread to other parts of the body and no longer responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. In a clinical study, men lived 2 times longer without their prostate cancer spreading when they added Nubeqa to their hormone therapy compared to those taking hormone therapy alone. Nubeqa can harm unborn babies and cause loss of pregnancy. Men with female partners who may become pregnant should use effective birth control during treatment and for 1 week after the last dose of Nubeqa. Common side effects were feeling more tired than usual, arm, leg, hand, or foot pain, rash, decreased white blood cells, and changes in liver function tests.
Nubeqa can help you live for what you love.
Ask your doctor if a 1 month free trial of Nubeqa may be right for you. For details, go to nubeqa.com or call 1-888-84-BAYER.
Okay, folks, for those that were screaming in the phone, knowing the quote from Nikola Tesla, my brilliant witchy poo has her glasses on, her studious, like librarian shit going on, and she's going to read you the quote.
Thank you for that fabulous introduction. His famous quote is, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Love him.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Jinx, yummy coke. Yeah, that it's right. That's what he's doing. Like he aptly named his company. He is absolutely achieving this. He started on Planet with his automobiles, because here's the thing about transportation. And this is what I've learned from this company Atta Space that I've been talking to, is you cannot have a fully functioning economy without transportation, and you can't have transportation without refueling. So for them, it's like this, you know, cryogenic propellant that they have invented. But what Elon Musk is doing, and I have to tell you, like, I'm truly in awe of what he's doing. As everybody knows, he created SpaceX. That's his space program. In fact, the most activity that's happening in space right now are by two billionaires. We can get as pissed off as we want about billionaires, but let me tell you a little something, something. These two in particular, and specifically Elon Musk, are doing things that will actually help humanity and help us on planet. They are not doing things for us to, like, you know, all the movies that you've seen. There's one called The 100 that was on CW that was about living in space for like decades or centuries or however the fuck long they were out there because we abandoned the planet. That is not what this is. What they are doing is the beginnings of creating a space economy that can serve us on planet and also serve off planet, because we'll someday have space tourism. In 10 years, we already have space tourism, let's be honest, but it's more lower Earth orbit tourism. I know I sound really smart right now. I just heard myself and I'm like, oh my God. And I actually know what I'm talking about. But there's like nerdy elf. I know Nerdy, this is very, very proud of herself. But they're doing lower Earth orbit type of tourism. But imagine when they do more deep space tourism, right? There's also mining, right? I think I had said to you earlier that I learned that there is an asteroid field on the other side of Mars that has rare earth minerals on it.
Can you call them earth minerals if they're on Mars?
They're minerals that we found here first. And so we're calling them rare earth minerals.
Oh, I think you call them
metals.
Minerals and metals that we have already used up.
We've used them up. And well, there's that. And with whatever we have, it's very expensive and very devastating to the planet to go get them, right? Because, you know, when mining, this is a big thing we have with Vibes, is making sure, can you believe I took space into Vibes? The reason, but what we do, you know, with Vibes is that it is about our miners and those that care for the earth. You know,
Vibes.com, the crystal shop.
Vibes.store. One day you'll learn.
Increase that in my browser. I don't have to learn it.
You know, I love you. And, but it's about miners who care for the planet, miners who don't use explosives and so on and so forth. That's what's happening here with these other minerals that we need to, and metals that we need for fuel cells, for semiconductors, all of these things. But what Elon Musk specifically is doing, because I don't want to lose the topic of him. What he's specifically doing for space is, and he's done this, by the way, and twice as fast and about a 30th of the cost, if I'm not mistaken, is he has created spacecraft rockets that right now 75% is reusable. Why that matters.
It matters so much.
It matters in a lot of ways, but I'll tell you why it matters. And I'll just use tourism for shits and giggles with everybody. So imagine what a plane ticket would cost from LA to Sydney, Australia. Because, you know, I love the Aussies, given Wentworth. nice. If you're flying from LA to Sydney on a 767, Boeing 767, and if every time you went, they had to use a new airplane, a one-time use airplane, how much would that cost?
You couldn't do it.
Millions, right?
Do it, yeah.
The reason why air travel is affordable is because they figured out how to use the same planes 1,000 times. Right. Yep. That's why it's so important that the fact that he has found a way to have at least 75% of a rocket reusable, because otherwise us getting to space to these resources, whether it's tourism, whether it's mining. And by the way, there are I can't even talk. I'm so excited about this next thing. The existence of other life.
Right.
Like, we couldn't do that because you can't go to Mars without refueling. You can't go to Uranus without refueling. But really, the places where they're going to go is to our own moon. There's a lot of resources on our own moon. There's right. You know, obviously there's water there. There's other minerals that are there. But you go to the moons of Saturn and the moons of Jupiter, and you're going to find like methane gases. You're going to find, I think it's Europa. Is it Europa that or Titan? I think it's Titan, actually, that it has a big, thick, a frozen layer over it, but liquid water underneath the ice. And you know, where there's water, there's life,
right?
Some form, right? Right. And so they're going to be looking for, and they believe they're going to find ancient, I wish I could see
microbes.
That's it. I'm playing like a mini, like, you know how you say, I feel sorry for you when you do the like mini violin move with your thumb and your forefinger. That's what I was doing. And Brenda knew exactly what I was trying to say. So in my mini violin move, it is, they're going to find ancient microbes, and they're obviously going to, and by ancient meaning they will likely be dead, but they believe that that's his, and Brenda just went, or not. But they might, you know, these are things that they'll be looking for.
Well, it's all very exciting. And the goal in his work is to actually come up with resources that the Earth needs that's available in space and have access to it, right? So, and to bring it back, obviously he'll need to be reimbursed for all his work to create that, but he's really bringing it back so that life on Earth can benefit from other resources. And hopefully with this mindset of sustainability and renewability is leading and not just doing it for the straight cash.
You know. Well, actually, let's go on a break and I want to hit that straight
what?
Cash.
What? Excuse me?
We get back. I know. Who am I, right? It's like, it's whose elf am I?
All right. We will be right back.
Always loved that sound. Ever since my first ride up the coast, and I still do, even with prostate cancer. I was on hormone therapy, but my PSA was rising, so my doctor recommended Nubeqa.
Nubeqa, darolutamide, is a prescription medication used to treat men with prostate cancer that has not spread to other parts of the body and no longer responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. In a clinical study, men lived 2 times longer without their prostate cancer spreading when they added Nubeqa to their hormone therapy compared to those taking hormone therapy alone. Nubeqa can harm unborn babies and cause loss of pregnancy. Men with female partners who may become pregnant should use effective birth control during treatment and for 1 week after the last dose of Nubeqa. Common side effects were feeling more tired than usual, arm, leg, hand, or foot pain, rash, decreased white blood cells, and changes in liver function tests.
Nubeqa can help you live for what you love.
Ask your doctor if a 1 month free trial of Nubeqa may be right for you. For details, go to Nubeqa.com or call 1-888-84-BAYER.
And welcome back to Nerdy Elf on the Space Coast.
I know. I'm looking at the ocean right now. Here, do you want to see it?
Aww. Oh,
uh-huh. Oh, lovely. Yeah. All his sister had to do was turn her laptop around.
That's lovely.
So you had mentioned, interestingly enough, about being reimbursed for, you know, what he's investing. It's interesting. Both he and Bezos, who is funding and started Blue Origin, which, by the way, I drove by their facility, the most monstrous buildings I've ever seen. I can't even believe. Oh, they're huge. There's 3 giant buildings right by the visitor center for Kennedy Space Center. And it's massive. It's very exciting. But they have agreed to put in their own money.
Yes.
Nobody's asking for anything back.
Oh.
They're putting in their own. Exactly. That's why it's like, we can be mad at billionaires because there's billionaires I'm mad at. But there's some of them that you look at and you go, you know, okay.
Okay.
You actually took the privilege
that
you earned, you know, / were given. And you're doing good, right?
Nice.
It's highest good to all kind of thing. And so I really admire that about what they're doing. I'm sure there's ego attached to it. There's all these things, but you know what? Let's all look past it and see what they're doing, because I really firmly believe, you know, the Earth's in trouble. Then this is the first time in my life I've ever thought that. We're in trouble. We broke it. And there's actually this is fascinating. There is I think he's long gone now, but he was a Russian aerospace engineer guy. I'll get the facts one day, but it's in this book. If you really want to know, it's in the book,
okay.
The Case for Space. But this guy, because I even if I knew where he was from or when, I could never pronounce his damn name. But Russian dude He talks about there are three phases to a civilization. The first phase is when you kind of like maximize, I guess would be the word, the resources on your home planet, right? Okay. You harness the full energy, I guess is the right thing. Phase two from a civilization is that you begin to harness resources off your planet. And that is the phase that they talk about us, the stage about that we are getting ready to enter into, many predict it to be by 2030. The third phase.
Right around the corner.
It's right around the corner, exactly. By the way, so many of them are here in town. It's the craziest thing.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
I mean, this is so incredibly exciting. And the third one is quite fascinating, which is harnessing the energy, harnessing and controlling the energy from your solar system, which is essentially saying, let's go control the energy of the sun. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I hope that in this lifetime, I can see that phase two happen with about harnessing, the environment of our, well, I guess it is our solar system, but the resources within that solar system. Because I think what's really fascinating is when we talk about, you joked with me and said, well, why do they call them rare earth minerals when they're not found on Earth, right? Here's what that told me. When I was, so I've actually not only read this book, I've listened to it.
Okay.
And because they use big words.
I get lost when I'm reading. Tell me.
I get lost. Well, I need to hear. I'm like, I need to hear it. And they're big words. I need to see them and to try to, kind of comprehend what the hell they're saying. Oh my God, what the fuck was I saying before I decided to be a comedian?
You were talking about how you hope we're in the second stage.
Oh, right.
Harnessing these.
Oh, rare earth minerals. No, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
I'll catch up. Okay. I'm glad everybody wants to sit and listen to us do this. Is the first thing I thought of when I read, because they use the term rare earth minerals on these in this asteroid field, right?
Okay.
First place I went was, yeah, it's because we all came from the same thing.
Oh.
That's where I went. I immediately was like, oh, sure, call them what you want. But if you're finding platinum and other metals, right? Well, who's to say all of this didn't come from the same piece?
Right.
Who's to say we all didn't come from the same thing? Of course, it's going to be out in space. Of course, the things that, people have been fighting here to find and to mine are things that are out there. Of course, right?
Well, it just calls to mind that old saying, there's nothing new under the sun, right?
You're exactly right. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new.
We're all made of the same thing. Even the, I can't think of his name, but the hidden messages in water.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Emoji.
Emoji.
Emoto. It's Dr. Emoto. I like the smiley faces in the poo emoji. So I'm going to call whoever I can, Dr. It's Emoto. Dr. Emoto.
I think that's right. It's close.
It is. It is right.
But it's hidden messages in water. But he talked about the same thing in water, right? That there's alien elements in water. Like it's all the same universe, right? Like literally universe, like one, it would come together, right? There's this lovely connection, even though we don't think of it that way. We can hardly see past
water.
Water is part of it.
Right. We can't see past all the distractions that are happening right now. I mean, seriously, like the distractions, it are on hyperdrive.
Right.
There's just so much stupid shit. And this is such, I think, better things to spend time focusing on and talking about and trying to find a way to participate or at least not get in the way.
Right.
Right. Like I say, get in the way of Neuralink, just my vote. But I say go all for and remove all barriers for the space economy in order for us to be able to go out and start pulling these things in that we need for humanity to continue. You know,
as long as we can make some changes in how we live, because, people, when you behave as though these elements that we like to fuel our world is convenient for us are insatiable and the needs are insatiable, but the elements are not unlimited. So we have to make some adjustments.
Yes, we do.
And so if we can do that and then figure out how to use the resources available to us, thanks to innovators in the world, you know, then it looks very different.
Right. You know, thanks to Elon Musk. And here's the other things. And thanks to a lot of people, by the way.
Because, oh, gosh. And he has a whole team that he works with. And partnered with genius engineers and, you know.
No doubt.
Brave.
He's not big on giving others credit, I read, which, okay. I mean, well, I'm not okay, but okay. It is what it is.
And they don't
right?
get to do their magic without being funded by people like him. So, you know, it's a partnership, no matter what you call it.
Or inspired.
Yeah.
Like, because that's the cool thing. It's like, I understand that he actually is at mission control when his rockets go up into space. I understand that he is there to know, to go, no go, all of that, like very much engaged in this. So yeah, it is that. But there are others. I actually read about the founder of Motel Sixes, if I'm not mistaken, wants to use his last name and create hotels in space. He had this idea 20 years ago. Because if you think about it, if you're sending humans, these brave people, into this brave new, you know, keep calling this space commodity, economy, I mean, is, did I say commodity? That was weird. Space economy, that you need to feed them, yeah. right? So we have to figure out how do we grow food in space? Just like, well, on Mars. I mean, I also just watched The Martian again, making the poop potatoes.
The poop potatoes?
Well, we call them shit potatoes, but. Okay. But I was just watching it before we got on because I'm all inspired. So like, yeah. I just watched The Martian again.
He's so good.
He's brilliant.
Matt Damon's brilliant in that.
And in that show, they had a refueling station.
Yeah, they
in
did.
That, in that as well. Yep. But we have to learn how to feed people. We have to house them.
Yep.
Right? And we must transport them. We have to move them from point A to point B and safely, because space is pretty brutal. And so that's why you need these brilliant minds like an Elon. That's why I look at him now and I go, yeah, go ahead, Elon, you Musk, you know, like I'm all in, because we need those brilliant minds to keep those people safe who are brave and agree to pioneer what is to come.
Yes.
Now in 10 years, let's say this doesn't happen. Y'all are going to come back and say, you're full of shit. I'll be like, yeah, you're welcome. You spent a really nice half an hour of your day listening to us about
remember,
it.
Remember, like, innovation literally is on the cutting edge. It doesn't exist. We're thinking new. We're trying something. Like, I mean, it's part of the process. It contributes even when it doesn't work. It advances the work even if it doesn't play out the way it planned, right? Look, y'all have freaking post-it notes because of a failure of innovation.
Exactly right.
So even though something didn't work the way you planned, you make it something else that is amazing.
I found out about another failure. I think we have time. This is totally off subject, but I'm going to like bring it in because I just heard this story. Because okay. Not only where we are is the Space Coast, it's also called the Treasure Coast. And the Treasure Coast was, we were on the highway, if you will, the ocean highway between Central America, South America, and Spain and France. So back in the 1550s to like the early 1800s, they were sending out boats to come steal treasure, right?
Okay.
And so these ships would be, in fact, but for the record, everybody, Spain was built on stolen shit. It just was. Like, United States was built on
stolen land.
Stolen land.
Yes.
They were built on stealing other people's shit, right? Treasure. And well, so,
and they were really good at sea, right?
They didn't figure out hurricane season. And that's why there are 151 shipwrecks around the state of Florida. Now, what's interesting, there's a guy named Mel something. We're really bad with the whole name. It's like, somebody can look it up. Whoever the guy that found a treasure, but it was an accident. So this guy was named Mel something rather. And so Mel had a diving team, and this is back, like he used no tech, like or low end technology to kind of treasure hunt. But he had a diver that was down there and like searching the sea floor. And the diver saw this lobster, and he saw this lobster, was fascinating with a lobster, saw it moving around and go into this hole. So the diver goes down there and looks, and he sees about a foot of a silver bar sticking out. That's how he found the treasure. It was because he had a diver that got distracted and totally into lobsters.
Sounds like a magical lobster.
These are great stories, though. Like, these are things like that man, Mel, was supposed to get that treasure, right? Yeah. He just was. Like, he was supposed to find it. I don't know what he did with it, if he did good with it. I hope he did. But those are those weird things. Like, we were supposed to have post-it notes. It was an accident, right?
We needed them. Yes.
We needed them. I need them still.
Yes. Our point is that we...
Oh, we have one?
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
One is that we are all connected. Yes, and we are all made up of the same stardust, right? That is the universe, right? Uni meaning one, verse means diverse, right? Differences. And so as we come together, billionaires and curious nerdy elves, all of them, we can create amazing magic, amazing blessings, and take care of the planet all at the same time.
Yes, we can. I want you to ask me a question before we sign off.
What's the question?
I want you to ask me how I felt in one word when I was at the Space Center yesterday.
How did you feel in one word at the space station yesterday?
Hopeful.
Mm.
It's the first time I have felt like hope for the future of humanity in a while. And I felt hope.
I can feel that.
Mm-hmm. I had tears. I felt so hopeful. And I wasn't even on an airplane because y'all really only cry on airplanes. But I had tears.
Rocket adjacent.
Rocket adjacent. I had tears because I felt hopeful.
I could feel that when you said it.
Yeah, I felt it. And of course, I kept thinking about Katherine Johnson from Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
If anybody watched that movie, I kept thinking about her doing all the math in her head before we had, you know, an IBM computer database system. Mm. But I just felt hopeful. I felt hopeful for all. So that was exciting to me.
Thank you for sharing your hope with us today, my elf.
It is my pleasure. And my humor, maybe.
And, yeah.
And my inability to remember a name.
But you were close. A proximity.
I tried. A dude from Russia was as close as I could get for the whole.
That's all I need. They're happy.
Nobody gives a shit, really, unless they want to read the case for space. Anyway.
So thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you can feel the hopefulness.
That's right.
And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without Elon Musk, I'm just going to say it. And the other side. Because he gets help from the other side. So I'm just saying.
Without a doubt. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, my witchy poo, for tolerating me. I love you. Bye.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.